Going to read a short story written by a preacher that's dead now long ago. One man, intent upon becoming wealthy, determined to invest only in ventures which gave him advantage of others. A second, equally ambitious but wiser man, determined to build a business which offered the greatest advantage to others. Guess what? The first man became filthy rich with four wives and five Cadillacs. His third wife got the fourth Cadillac in her settlement, but had to sell it for taxes. He never knew a quiet, satisfied moment in his life. The second man worked like a dog, and nearly everyone took advantage of him. This worried him little. He made a modest living, earned respect for what he was, and bored folks to tears with pictures of his grandchildren. And yes, he bought the used Cadillac at a court auction. Moral of the story is, what most people want costs too much. Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. In everyday English, that last part means he could see beyond the end of his nose. Short-sighted people quit school early to work on the road, escape classroom discipline, or otherwise prove their immaturity. Others overgraze their land, misuse their credit, and mistake a bragging drunk for a man. But the shortest short-sightedness of all is that which ignores the brevity of life, the certainty of judgment, and the awfulness of hell. Riches for riches' sake, that built upon selfish desires, cost too much. They seem pleasant enough viewed from afar, but they can exact their toll both in this life and in that to come. We can build only one true security, and that consists of the treasures we lay up in heaven. A lifetime of service to the Lord is not too great a cost for this end. If you're here tonight and you're not laying up treasures in heaven, then you need to consider the situation of your soul while you still have a time and an opportunity. Maybe you're here tonight and you've never become a Christian. You have that opportunity tonight as we stand and sing.